They are mobile.
It's Gags. Hey, Tom.
Great.
I hope you're doing okay. Glad to hear you're getting ready to come home, or coming home.
Yeah, we're heading home, and we've got eggs for you.
Last part of that, did you say you had eggs? Is that what I copied?
Yes, it is.
Well, I will make sure to stop by and say hello anyway.
I got a full house last night when I got home. And it was a good night till I got to bed, but I'm just tickled to death and she's getting to come home and not suffering too much yet anyways.
Really glad to hear that.
Coming over and going to be with us for a while, and I got to run down to the pharmacy and pick up some prescriptions. Other than that, I don't have much planned for today, other than I got to feed the girls.
Take care of Miss Bernice.
Secondary compared to the chickens.
You remember that broom handle has got some reach to it.
Just navigating this, what road is it, Mom? Edwards Mill Road or whatever it is down here. They changed his name 3 times. But beautiful day, 58 degrees. I guess it's going to go down. But then the overall trend for after Christmas is above averages. So that sounds great.
I was watching the weather forecast in one of my shops this morning. They were talking about rain Christmas Day. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but if it does, it does. And that explains why there's so much static on your signal is you're over on Edward Mills. It's a little rough through there.
KB4CBA said when he's down here, it gets scratchy. And I don't look down at the radio when I'm driving, Patrick, so I cannot turn the... Well, I guess I could turn the power up, but I'll be out of it here within about 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Good. Right through there, you can run high power and it'd still be scratchy.
I figured that. It's the idea of the shadow of Paris Mountain, or we're down in a hole, something of that nature. Well, there's one house down here. I bet you they got 150, 200 different types of decorations sticking out in the yard, and some of them are just humongous.
People and them blow up decorations. Some of them are huge.
There's a Christmas tree down here, and it must be 15 feet tall. I just say a fool needs money soon parts.
I seen somewhere, I think it was yesterday, they had this great old big Grinch on top of the building. That thing must have been 20, 25 feet tall.
Target for some idiot. Oh, it's good. People enjoy Christmas, and I guess they're showing their joy by putting up all those decorations, but it's sure a lot of work.
Yes, but anything worth doing, it generally is. So if they find joy in it, then it's worth it to them.
Where are you at now on your route?
Well, I am sitting over here across from Josie's waiting on a friend of mine to get here so we can go eat lunch.
I'll be going by there in a little while. We're coming up to Wade Hampton here as soon as we get across the railroad tracks.
Y'all be careful out here on the roads. People been crazy the last couple of days.
Couple of weeks, Patrick. They walk among us, that's for sure, and drive among us. But we're going to go home and kind of hibernate, I think. Oh, sorry, Bernice. Those railroad tracks are pretty rough down here. There was a low boy down here got stuck on these tracks.
I'm Bernice. Give me just a second.
Okay. We're just sitting here at the CVS at the stoplight in Zero, to your.
They're up to no good.
Don't resemble that.
I'm in C9B.
I'm trying to think of the name. I got so much on my mind lately, I forgot.
It's all right, it's Christmas time, and you can say Noel. And if you just spell it backwards, that's my name, Leon.
My buddy, ND7J up north, says you can spell his name forward and backwards, too. It's Bob. We lived 90 miles north of Norwell, Missouri, and people would send letters from all over the world down there to get the postage stamp that said Noel, in other words. And I remember that well. We used to ride our motorcycles down there in the old days.
Good to hear you in there.
And what I needed to pause for was I got a text message from a mutual friend of ours, Mr. Shane, and he wanted me to relay a message saying that he is glad Miss Bernice is on her way home and he's been praying for her, but he has no voice, so he texted me to relay that to you. He just wanted to let you know he's been thinking about you.
Tell him thank you, Patrick.
She's pretty weak when it comes to the radio, always has been, but tell him thank you. And yeah, we're kind of concerned about Shane. He's had that for a little while, and I think it's just about antibiotic time.
He's had it a little while, but I think you said yesterday you think he's getting better, just having a hard time talking. But he is listening, so he can hear you, and he heard you, so... just letting you know that he's real thinking about y'all.
Take advantage of being able to talk about Shane when he can't answer. I'm not that kind of guy. Hope he's doing better. But, sorry to hear that. And, Miss Bernice, I'm glad your surgery went well, and hopefully you're on your way home and you're going to have a fast, speedy recovery.
She's doing fine. They said exceptionally well. And she said she don't need any pain medication, and that's a plus. And they give her some other prescriptions she's got to take for antibiotics and a blood thinner for a month. But other than that, they said the fit up and all of that in that new store-bought hip was perfect. And very glad to hear that. And they said she's one of the best patients they ever had. She never pushed the nursing button one time. And that's unusual. Every time a nurse comes in, it seemed like somebody punched the button saying they had too much pain, and I understand that. But she's got a pretty high threshold of pain, and I'm just pretty fortunate to have her. And when Shane's down, Leon, you got the wrong attitude. That's the time to kick him because he can't fight back. Ain't that right, Patrick?
I would say yes, but we'll take it easy on him. He be nice to him. It's Christmas spirit.
There you go.
Well, you said he was listening, Leon, so I thought I'd give him one little jab there. We have a lot of fun on the radio, and I've met a lot of wonderful friends, and Shane's one of those. Now, Patrick, he's nothing like that.
Bill, I'll tell you, if y'all need anything, if y'all need anything, now watch that Patrick guy. He's kind of sly.
Your side of you to where you almost see us. We're at Joey's Fireworks.
Waiting for you to go by.
Okay.
But I'm hidden behind a building over here, so you won't see it.
What?
You know, one of them big block things.
See, where? Over by Hobby Lobby or something?
The old hardware store that used to be up here on the hill across from Joey's. I'm sitting back behind it. We have permission to be on the property over here, so they don't mind us being here trying to keep the vagrants out. Been having lots of problems with it.
Yeah, they stole the grates out of it, as you well know. We turned over here towards Hobby Lobby and went up that way, so I'm making a U-turn. But I'm not going to drive back in there, though, to see you. I'll see you later today, because there's no grates in those places, and you need a monster truck like yours to get through there safely.
They've taken all the grates on the one side, on the Josie side. I can't remember the name of that road right there. But anyway, they've taken all the grates out of it, and it's quite the show to watch cars cut through there. I've seen quite a few of them, bust tires, front ends. It's been entertaining.
It's bad. It really is. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Leon.
9B. I know where y'all are at. That's a nice little chuck wagon place to eat there. Me and Patrick ate there once.
This is Thursday routine here.
I don't understand people being that low to take out something like that. And we went through there one time, and when we come back out on White Hampton, I went very, very slow. And even at that, hole that there is below it, I can see very easily how you would bust a tire and that, or a rim along with it, and probably both of them. This is N0TR.
The drainage grates out of the sewer things?
Grate that runs across the parking lot to deter total water. It's all it's for, like a ditch. But it's about 18 inches wide and about 18 inches deep. And they've taken all the metal grates off the top of it. So he comes through here with a regular size tire and a small car, and you're going to feel it.
There goes your tires. There goes your rims, Leo.
What you talking about now? Yeah, they like to take them things and scrap them for scrap metal.
Uh-oh, there's a DOS fella. Go ahead, Gary.
I'm Patrick, and I think the other one was Leon. I'm not sure. But hope all you fellas are doing well today.
Well, here's the most important one.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Miss Bernice. How are you feeling?
Really?
I think I'm glad that you are feeling as well as you are. Hope you are continue to do well and feel good. But good hearing you. KI4DOS, Pope.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, they said she was doing exceptional. And I thought she'd have a lot more pain than... She just don't complain. That's all there is to it. And me, I don't even serve crackers with my wine. And go ahead, Patrick.
Good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Julie are having a great day also. And Miss Bernice, remember, I'll be by this afternoon. If you need me to straighten them out, I'll be glad to do it for you.
Well, I was just thinking that sometimes, you know, the worst pain you get is kind of sitting right next to you. Got your tongue. But anyway, hey, Gary, good to hear you. You got it right, Leon. And tell Mr. Roy we said hello.
What are you out doing today?
We're running some errands, but we haven't even got out the house yet, so we got a late start. So we're going to run a few errands, run to town. Probably doing a lot of nothing, really.
Tell Miss Wendy we say hello, and have fun in town.
Phone call, Patrick, wouldn't you?
It ain't like him just to cut out, but I'm sure he'll be back here in a few minutes.
That message to Miss Wendy. She's in the other room right now. But hopefully you'll have a great day. And so happy to hear Miss Benice is doing well. Are you taking her home? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Hi, Captain, as we used to say. We're probably about 3 or 4 miles from home now, Leon. And she had the surgery yesterday about 11:30. just a miracle, and I'm very blessed, to put it that way.
Well, today, you're not out just riding around with her.
What's that?
Appointment today.
Oh, no, she had the surgery yesterday afternoon, and we're going home today. She had a hip replacement, total.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take her straight home.
That was yesterday.
I double with you, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the surgeon said he'd done 6 surgeries yesterday. Last week, done 9, the nurse told me. But they said that's pretty typical to do 6.
That rotation, was she near the front or the last?
Well, I'd say about the middle, because we got there at 10 o'clock for the pre-op. And they took her in at, I think, 11:27. They text you every move they make just about while they're being operated on and give you the progress and all. I'll tell you that Fatewood's just an amazing place as far as I'm concerned. They were great in every... Even the cafeteria ladies were nice.
Tom, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here with my... guest has arrived, so I'm going to say 7-3 to Leon, Tom, and Miss Bernice, and I will be by this afternoon to visit with you for a few minutes. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
I got to be clear. I got a phone call from the doctor's office. I send you your OTR clear.
Enjoy your lunch, Sir Patrick. Enjoy. And tell Miss Elise we said hello when you see her, and 7-3 to all, Tom and Bernice. And Gary, you're still listed, NC9B.
Tom, I had to step out of the truck a minute. Down here, I had to get a couple of different boards replaced from a deck that I'm working on. And I got those guys going to get them down. I had to pull back around here in the back and show him what was wrong with them. One had a great big split in it, and I didn't want it. And he said, I don't blame you for that. So, anyway, we're all good, and... Leon, good hearing you in here this morning. Hope everything's going well with you.
Yep, you ain't doing well. I've been really slow at work, so I've been getting a lot of stuff done around the house here. And yeah, I wouldn't accept one of them boards to be cracking anyway. It's hard to find good lumber these days, isn't it?
Yes, the guys brought the bundle out to the house and dropped it off and on Monday, and then got my son to come over and help me take it off the pallet and put it inside the building out there and keep it in the dry. Good thing I did because it rained last night here at the house. But as we were moving them, I found two that one was a 2x10 by 10 feet and had a big crack in one end, right down the center of it. And I said, ooh, that's not good. And the other one was a 6x6x10 and it has some, looked like insect damage or something on it, and I didn't like the looks of it, so I brought it back, and they didn't have a problem swapping them out for me, so I'll get that done. I'll get them back to the house and see if I can't drain a battery on my drills, my little impact deal at putting the screws in, so I guess I'll be working the rest of the day there, Leon.
Can't lie, I tell you. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But hey, I like doing that kind of stuff. The end result is what you're after. It's nice being able to sit back and look at it and say, hey, I did that. Very practical, much more nicer, you know. And that's probably a good chunk of change in wood. You can figure that 6x6 is what, $30?
What's he on?
Back off of his telephone call. I don't know how much that... Oh, gosh, I don't know how much it was right off the top of my head there, Leon. I'll have to look at the invoice, and I can tell you when I see it.
Just want to say judicious departure there, guys. We pulled up to the house, and Gary and Leon and Patrick, thanks for everything and the best wishes, and Merry Christmas to all, and I'll see if I can get Miss Bernice in the house now. This is in 0TR clear.
Miss Bernice, if you're listening, you take care, young lady. And I'll have to get over there to see you here real soon. 7-3, Tom and Miss Bernice, and let you put, go ahead and talk to them there, Leon. KI4DOS.
But I double with the first part of you there. 73, Tom, Bernice, y'all take care. Holler if you need anything. NC9B.
Get back out. That guy's here with my lumber, so I'm going to get out and see if I can get it back in the back of my truck. And those 6x6s were almost $100 a piece. Three of them was $297 and some change. So there you go.
Yeah, not cheap lumber. Not cheap at all. And that's perfect time because I need to get going here at the house. NC9B. Good talking to you, Gary.
Great afternoon. NC9B, KF4DOS Mobile.
Oh, one last thing before you run off. One word for you. Rotator. See if you got one. NC9B.
I've got one out there, but I can't find a control box for it. So it ain't much good without a control box. But I think that the control box is in the house. The rotator is outside in the barn. But I think the control box is in the house, and I just haven't been able to lay my fingers on it yet.
It's a project in the works, so just whatever. No rush. I'm not hurting. NC9B. Good day.
Talk to you later. NC9B, KI4DOS Mobile.